Hey, Paul, could you give us an update on Andrew Ladd and Adam Lowry, please?
So they're minor. They're not even injuries. They're just they were stiff when they came in today. Decide on them tomorrow, but unless they're right feeling good, they won't play. But they may well both be in the lineup.
What did you think of Peluso stepping in to fight Bolig when Raffle already dropped his gloves?
That was good. You know, put your best shootout guys first, right? So, and you know, if it was a guy that had been in the American League 5 years or had played in the NHL 5 years and knew all the personnel, I mean, that's what Bolig does as a job. He's a tough customer, and Anthony's good at it as well, as we've seen. I like that.
I know you'd said there's one more game to go. You need to see that. Should we be under the impression then that there's jobs to be won and lost in this final game here?
No, that would almost be too extreme to say that potentially all three guys, three or four guys could be out, and there might be three or four guys. I've got to get the lineup pretty close in my head at what it's going to look like in Boston. We're still trying to find places that people fit, things that they can do. But yeah, I mean, we're still going to have to make a decision on someone. So it's the last chance to kind of, all these guys, they've all played well, are just reinforcing what they've done. So we're looking for one more of those games so at the end of an exhibition season, you could say that you saw it consistently enough through a qualified hockey season, it's exhibition, but that you might see it in opening game, and from them, all they got to do is 82 of those, and then we'll assess where they're at.
You've put the lineup in a blender throughout the entire preseason, and I know you like to be prepared should certain situations happen. Are you expecting to have a pretty fluid lineup where you're moving guys up and down just based situationally? I know you always do that to a degree. It seems like it's pretty extreme out there.
And I understand why it would look like that, because we tried a lot of different people in a lot of different places. But in terms of the structure and the roles that things we're going to ask lines to do, I've probably got a better handle on the structure than I did with our team last year. Now, they're different players, and I'm still learning on what they can and can't do, but where I'm going to play them and who I'm going to try to play them against, I'm pretty far down the road on that.
Can you give me a take of where Andrew Kopp is and maybe what his ceiling might be?
Well, that's a good question. And I'm glad that I can tell you I don't know, because I haven't seen a lot of limitations there. His reads are very, very good. So I think I've been up here enough times talking about center iceman guys I like on the wing, guys at center. It takes a certain ability to read and switch off in your own end quickly, and I also think there has and he's got a size, he's very strong, very thick. I've liked his camp because it's gotten better almost every day, every game. His you know, penalty killing last night was much easier for him. We think with a young player, you know, you're hopeful that he gets better, but what you're really trying to do is figure out how quickly he can fit into certain situations and then start to excel in them. I've seen pieces of his game where it's worthwhile for us to put the time in to develop him. He's good enough now to play in a lot of the situations that we've put him in, but, you know, getting a piece of that penalty kill would be a big, you know, it'd be a big step for a first-year player in the National League. And he's going to have to continue to do it because we still, like I said, we've got five center icemen in the top nine. But based on his play right now, I'm comfortable where he's at.
You like versatility. Do you ever think about if you ever need a quarterback? Apparently he was a big-time high school quarterback too.
I watched it yesterday. Have you seen it? Just Google him. It's unbelievable. No, I mean, if we ever have a you know, flag football game, we're drafting him first overall. It's not even close. But he can throw that thing a mile. Go ahead, Google his name, and I don't know if it's on YouTube or what it is, but there's video of him and some statistics. He threw for 494 yards one game, fourth most in Michigan State high school history. It's something. I think he's got it up. You got to see him. And then so the first half is he's just throwing bombs down the field, and then there's him running for touchdowns. And yeah,
I got asked then what made you Google him and look up the football highlights.
Because one of the guys said, somebody asked me that. No, there's a there's video of him in games that he played, and it's awesome. So, yeah, he's to the point where you're thinking, you know, like that to the center ice position. If you can pick the switch offs and the defenses to play quarterback, and I know it's high school, but I lived in the States for a lot of years. Friday night's a big night. That's a serious game they're playing out there. I think it helps in your center ice position. I mean, that's probably why he picks up the switch offs and the reads and the speeds as quickly as he does. It's also probably why he's not afraid to go into the corner, because he's probably been in some tougher areas.
I don't know if Ben Schrock can play.
There's a different one. There's one where his name comes up, and it's got a grid of his accomplishments, and it's almost like a promo that he was doing. I'll find it for you. It's awesome. It's going to make the video at some point during the year.
I was going to say, I don't know if Ben Schrock can play football, but he sure looks confident out there right now.
Really great example of what one year will do. Coming back into the locker room now as an NHL pro, his summer was well spent. He's more powerful, he's stronger. And, you know, the offensive part of the game, he's jumping in, he's making some plays now. That's just all confidence. He's had that ability. We noticed it a bit last year. He got down the wall a bunch of times, and we thought that was something that he might. I'm not sure that we expected this much growth this quickly. Again, it's preseason, I understand, but throughout training camp, Ben's been very strong. And as the preseason games have gone along, just a little bit more physical, a little more when the intensity picks up, he did good work. He's reaping the benefits right now of his summer, because he's a very fit man.